Hello and welcome to Promo Marketing's exclusive Norwood and BIC Graphic Selling Webinar Series. Today's session, Norwood and BIC Graphic, One Company, Two Brands, will directly address your questions and explain how the two companies have integrated, as well as provide further details on Norwood and BIC Graphic USA's brands and products. I'm Nicole Stella, Editorial Director of Promo Marketing and the host of today's event. Before we get started, let me point out a few tips on how to make the most of today's live seminar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the Help button at the bottom of the console, or let us know via the Ask a Question box. Second, make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can see and take part in any interactive portions of today's presentation. To get a PDF version of the slide presentation for future reference, click on the Download Slides button on the console. If you are enjoying this seminar and would like to spread the word to your peers, you can send an email invitation directly from the console by clicking the Invite a Colleague button. You can also give us your feedback at any time during the hour by clicking the Survey button. This survey will also be distributed at the end of today's event. As you know, today's speaker will be answering select questions live at the end of the presentation. Use the Ask a Question feature on the console to submit your questions for consideration in advance at any time. Now, without further ado, I'd like to introduce you all to today's speaker, Dave Saraceno, VP Field Sales for Norwood and BIC Graphic North America. Hi, Dave.
How are you? Thank you so much for that introduction. And I'm going to take it from here. You know, before we start, I just want to say a couple things about where we're going with the presentation and how we're going to address it. You see the agenda up there. And I just want to, before we get into the agenda, I want to thank you all for taking time out of your busy schedules to listen to me speak for the next 30 or 40 minutes and take questions. One of the important pieces to this is to notice is that that picture of me in the webinar series was taken over 10 years ago, but I have not changed. So for those of you who haven't seen me lately, I haven't changed. This is the beginning of our webinar series, as we'll call it. We're going to have 6 webinars through this process, and we're excited about them because, you know, over the last 2 years, we've integrated two wonderful companies, two great brands, and brings us to our theme of one company, two great brands. And I think communication is key to everything that we do. So the next little while is going to be hopefully an opportunity for me to bring you into our loop, bring you into our world, and let you know what we've been doing, where we're going, and where we're really excited to partner with you. So we'll go through today some of our 2010 milestones, which I think are important. I'm going to explain our Centers of Manufacturing Excellence, as we call them, our CMEs. We had some very difficult decisions through 2010 as we went through the integration, and some of those decisions included closure of some of our facilities. We don't take those decisions lightly, but we think we had to do them in an effort to, you know, secure our futures, the brands and the company's future, and the partnership that we want to have with our distributor base throughout North America. So I'm going to explain some of that to you at a top line level. I'm going to talk about our global rebranding. We are truly a global company, and I'm going to spend 3 or 4 minutes on our global rebranding process and what it means to all of us. We're going to move into our 2011 go-to-market strategy. Talk about our catalog structure, which quite honestly was confusing to some people in the early start because we moved products from catalog to catalog. I'll be a little specific. Try not to be a little too specific so it hits that that snoozy stage, but I think it's important for us to communicate because in our minds, communication is key if this integration and long-term success of the triangle of trust, as we call it, is really going to prove to be what we know it is, and that's your end user, you as a distributor, and we as a supplier. So I'm going to end off at the end with some innovative promotions, selling tools from our marketing team, which we're very excited because you'll see some promotions that are more aggressive than they've ever been. So the first 2010 milestone, as I said, was started with on a very difficult road. It started with some reorganization of our manufacturing facilities, which led us to our Centers of Manufacturing Excellence. And the first one is right here in Tampa, which is where I am right now, and that is our writing instrument. We moved all of our writing instruments from the Norwood line and certainly the BIC line into our Tampa facility where we imprint and on the BIC side produce from raw materials our writing instrument line. We do about 1,500 orders per day. 2 million units are printed per day of our two facilities here in Tampa, 720 items are managed. So not a lot of inventory here. It's most of the product, 70% of our product is actually produced from pellet stage right through to the final stage of the product. So as I said, we have, we're number one in right instruments. We moved it all to Tampa. It's an ISO certified facility, state of the art. I'm going to say this now. I was going to wait for a few slides, but stay tuned because we are going to be featuring some open house opportunities in the next, I want to say, 30 to 90 days. Not sure exactly when, but more information will certainly be coming to you fairly shortly from our marketing and PR team. So as we move to our next center of manufacturing excellence, we put a lot of investment in our Red Wing facility. Extremely excited. Added 45,000 square feet to the end for an inventory position so we can inventory all of the products that we moved there. We moved our Atchison bag line there, which is now produced under hard goods. We have about 1,200 orders produced per day. 760,000 units are printed per day, and 1,800 items are managed. So over double the items managed there than they are in Tampa. And as we said, the Center of Excellence here in Red Wing, over a dozen different decorating methods and more to come. This is really our flexible area. This is much of the product that we import from overseas. But probably something that most people don't know is in this facility, we manufacture a ton from start to finish. We're FDA approved, and we have a ton of health and beauty products from lip balm to sunscreen that we produce right there. That's never in an inventory position because we make it fresh. So I think that's important to add. And it's exciting facility, again, part of our open house tour as we have and we're going to announce to the trade. So as we switch slides, the next slide is going to bring us to our paper facility where we moved our sticky note products from Tampa, Florida to Red Wing, which is our calendar facility. And the Center of Excellence here in Sleepy Eye being about 3.5-4 hours from Red Wing, Minnesota, is our star paper performer where we do all of our calendars, 950 orders a day, 500,000 units are imprinted, 440 items are managed in that facility. And as I said, it's a state-of-the-art facility with state-of-the-art printing products, state-of-the-art printing. All right, so as we said, our paper facility, leading supplier in industry, 60% of the orders out of that facility are repeat orders. We go through 12,000 tons of paper per year. So we're going to move along to our next slide, and that's our 2010 milestones and global rebranding. I want to talk a little bit about rebranding because as we went through this process, we realized a couple things. We realized that our Norwood brand with their colors and our Bic brand with its bright orange, and then we like the Norwood swoosh, if you will. So we made both companies. We made one brand through both, and we're excited. As we work through that because there was a lot of effort brought into this. So around the world, we have our Norwood brand and we have our Bic Graphic brand, and you'll see these same brands throughout the entire world. We're going to move to slide 17 now, and we're going to talk about our two distinct yet complementary brands with a unified company approach. We have the Bic Graphic brand and the Norwood brand. So we have two brands, two strong brands, one team. And the important part is for us that we don't lose track of the brands. So Norwood being a brand, a standalone brand, we want to make sure that we have that brand in our marketplace, and certainly the Bic brand known throughout the world by 8 out of 9 people. So on slide 18, we have an opportunity here to sort of rearrange in our 2011 strategy, and that's to become a little more demand-driven versus offer-driven. So we sit back as a group of us, and we talk about what's important to our customers, what are their needs, what are their customers' needs. And as we work through that, we really think it's important that we focus and we understand, as we like to call it, that triangle of trust. And that triangle of trust is the customer, the customer's customer, and the supplier. And if we can do and market to the triangle, then we really are excited about our futures. Go to the next slide now, where we're going to talk about product moves. And it's interesting because this seemed easy to the Bic group when we started this and the Norwood group, but obviously became a little confusing to our customer base because we moved products. We moved Atchison products from Bic to Norwood. We moved stick-to notes from Norwood to Bic, and there was and it's got to be honest, there was a little bit of confusion to this in the sense that it went from catalog to catalog. So I want to address the product moves. I want people and our distributors to be comfortable to ask where the products are and contact their salespeople should they have questions, because as we move into the next slide, slide 20, we can actually see that in 2011, we had about 156 new products, but we discontinued 861. So it brought the product count down from a Norwood perspective and a North American perspective for both brands. Our goal is to increase the products we bring to market, to be innovative, to be creative, and to make sure we're at the cutting edge of new product and new product technology. And you'll see some new ventures as we get into this in just a little bit. But the important thing, the important takeaway for this is truly we want to grow, we want to have new products, we want to have the right product mix, we want to have products that are important to the market and to the marketplace. And it really was the year of harmonization where we harmonized the products. We looked at which products were important to which brand, and quite honestly, which brand was more effective in marketing the products. So this sort of helped us with our decision to discontinue products that maybe weren't performing well in the marketplace, bring in new products on both sides that will perform well, and then set us up for the future where we are excited to say that we have many new products coming, new ventures, and new technology coming. As we move to page 21, we start to get into our catalogs. So we tried to simplify the products and process. And our big catalog is 198 pages, just shy of 200 pages, and we moved our sticky notes, lighters, magnets, mouse pads, notebooks into that catalog. And as we said, we moved a lot of the other products out. On page 22, you'll get a look at our Norwood catalog. So our Norwood catalog, we combined a number of catalogs into one catalog, which is a one-stop shop. It makes hopefully makes it easier for our distributor partner to find product and to help show our product in one catalog versus taking, you know, four or five or six catalogs in at a time. So we thought that from a catalog perspective, we were trying to be very distributor-centric and really affect how many places you have to look for product and where you go to look for product. So if we look at page 23, we talk about one hard goods catalog, 14 categories, calendars, planners, and diary catalog, and then a good value calendar catalog. I want to talk a little bit about the categories because the categories we're keeping categories. Categories are important to us to have in the catalog, but we thought that in one hard goods catalog, one-stop shop, that was really going to be the easiest way. Once we get through the transition, there's a transition as we get through this. We have, like I said, move products back and forth, so we don't want to make light, but our goal moving forward is to keep the categories, but keep them all in one clear view, one clear catalog. And then, of course, unchanged was our good value calendar catalog and our Triumph catalog. All right, so let's move on to page 24, where we're going to talk a little bit about the brands within the brand. So one of the things that was very important to us are some of the brands that are near and dear to our hearts that have withstood the test of time and competitive pressures. And it's important, albeit we have two brands, one great company, within those brands, within the Norwood brand, we have Atchison that we moved over. We have Koozie, which is a standalone strong brand, which we're going to, you're going to see more and more of our Koozie brand. You're going to see more and more products come out under that as we move forward with it. We have our Good Value Calendar brand, our Triumph brand, and, of course, our Jaffa brand. And people have asked, you know, you unfortunately made some tough decisions, and we closed our facilities in Janesville. And are you getting out? Are you changing your views on awards and recognition? The answer is absolutely not. We have never been more serious about awards and recognition. You're going to see a fall catalog come out in the not-too-distant future, probably mid-year, which will feature a lot of these products. So it's something that we are certainly very, very serious about. And like I said, you go through those tough decisions, you try and make the company better, and hopefully our service levels are going to show that, and our partnership is definitely going to show that as we move to page 25. And it's interesting because, you know, page when we first got into our partnership with Norwood and we started to integrate the companies. Me being a golf guy, so I'm going to tell you the truth, me liking golf, was very excited about the 10 golf brands that we partner with. And I want to say within our Norwood, with our Norwood brand, we have 15 partner brands, 10 of them in the golf world. So we have Nike, Titleist, Callaway, just to name a few. We have Fuel and Soul, where we're the distributor, Soul distributor. Huh. There's an oxymoron there, Soul and Soul. Soul distributor for the Fuel and Soul bags in our industry. And then we have two award and recognition brands that I'm going to try and say these anyway. Val St. Laubert and Mario Chiono. Chioni, because I'm Italian, I could say that, I could do that. Page 26, we'll move on to. And once again, that picture was taken 10 years ago of me, so do bear with me. But as we move into you know, the best of Norwood, there was a catalog that Norwood's had for many, many years, the best of the last few years, the best of Norwood. We thought it prudent that we keep that. That features, so when you take a 600-page catalog, move it to a 120-page catalog, that features the best of the best, our best movers. In many cases where we're inventory deep, you know, we try to acknowledge those catalogs, those products, and we put them in our best of best catalog. So certainly one of the first places that you can go to find our products and our product lines as you move throughout the whole catalog portfolio that we have. So on page 27, we talk a little bit about our spend a couple of minutes because calendars, very, very important piece of our portfolio, very important piece of the Norwood and BIC relationship, and as I said, produced all at a state-of-the-art facility in Sleepy Eye, and we have two catalogs. And if you can see, because this being the last of the catalogs that I'll take you through, notice the common theme, the common thread, the BIC orange, as we call it, BMS 137 or whatever you want to call it, but it's a color that was originated years and years and years ago by the BIC family, and we've adopted this color theme and pattern throughout our catalogs and throughout certainly our branding. So we have two calendar catalogs, our Triumph and our Good Value. And as I said, about 60%, we'll go to page 28 now, but about 60% of calendar orders repeat. So I just want to plug for my calendar partners on the Norwood side. If you're not selling calendars and in some cases have never been interested in selling calendars, I strongly suggest you at least do some due diligence to ask our calendar people how easy it is and how many times they repeat. It really is something, and I think that it's an opportunity. If you're not selling them now, it's an annuity. So I think it's something that would warrant looking into. I think it's a great brand that we have. The service levels are extremely strong, so I'll leave it at that. I won't put any more plugs in for them, but like I said, two great catalogs and a great calendar line. Simplicity became a focal point of our integration group, and from a simplicity standpoint, we figured, you know what, we need to make it simple, although it was confusing because we had to get the message out. We wanted to keep it simple. Norwood with one ASI number, BIC with one ASI number, one UPIC number for Norwood, one UPIC number for BIC, and calendars having a separate ASI number. So very simple, and as we get consistency out, we're excited that you know, we can help keep the market simple, because we realize there's so many choices out there, so many different brands out there, so many different products, that the easier we make it to do business with us, the more business we're going to partner together. So we're going to talk a little bit about our contact guide. And when I first looked at our contact guide, I said, there's a lot of stuff on there. But when you analyze it, what we're trying to accomplish is we're trying to get the word out to everybody, where to find us, where we are, customer service, and email numbers. It's an all-inclusive contact guide that's going to help you find us, and hopefully it's going to be there when you need it. The next slide will actually throw something across that has always been sort of interesting to me. We have 24-hour-a-day customer service, 5 days a week. So if you're somebody who's calling us at 3 o'clock in the morning, we'll answer the phone. I'm not sure who's actually calling at 3 or 4 in the morning, but from the people that I've dealt with, spoke to over the last 27 years in our industry, I'm going to guess that a lot of this will keep us up. So we adopted our 24-hour service. We're excited for it. We're proud of it. And we actually get more calls than you would think as we go through this. So it's quite something. Page 31 would be next. So This one takes me to a point where I need to address specifically and directly. So we can go to page 32. I want to talk a little bit about the integration process, a little bit about the our catalogs, just in a recap. So, you know, we could say that the site integrations and the catalog changes didn't cause any disruption, but, you know, we think it did. We think there was some confusion in the early stages. We certainly think that there was a disruption on the service side, and we've got to be certainly honest with our distributor partners. We accept that. What I can tell you is as a group, we've never been more committed. We're committed to simplicity, we're committed to service, and we're committed to making sure that we do the right thing for our distributors. So as we go through some of these moves, we moved 300-plus truckloads of machinery and product from Tampa to Minnesota, from Sleepy Eye, back and forth from from San Antonio facility up to Red Wing. A lot of product was moving, a lot of moving parts, a lot of different IT platforms. Rest assured that we are working diligently on all that, and service is number one, and we have team efforts all across all three facilities to ensure that service is first and delivery is first. As we move on to the next slide, slide 33, when we talk about customer focus, we don't just say that it's good to focus on the customer, but we're talking about growing our satisfaction internally upwards of 30%. These are internal numbers that I think it's important to share with you, because these are the numbers that we talk about. We're not just happy to answer phones or ship product out 96% of the time. We're looking to increase our satisfaction. We're looking to increase our efficiency in our promotions. When we talk about demand-driven, we want people and our distributors to take advantage of the promotional products and the promotional efforts that we put out in the marketplace. And we think that we're going to make it extremely opportunistic for our distributors to take advantage of. You're going to see towards the end of this webinar, you're going to see some of the most aggressive pricing programs, some of the most aggressive promotions that we've had, and we're excited to bring them to the market. But I'll just tease you a bit with them and leave it at that. And then our goal, as I said earlier, was to launch at least in excess of 200 new products, but the right products in 2012. Products that are the right mix, the right technology, and products that we think are going to help all of us grow our business and our platforms. All right, we can move to page 35, move on to 36, actually. We'll talk about promotions. We're going to talk about somebody who's 30 years old, and we're very excited for the 30th anniversary. So if you haven't been to a trade show, or if you haven't seen anything that's come across your desk, the round stick pen, hundreds and hundreds of millions of units sold a year, is 30 years old this year. It's very exciting, and we couldn't be happier for our product. 30 years ago, it entered this industry with its first, I think it was a gold stamp on it, was when we started the pen. I almost go back that far with the company. But to have a product in an industry for 30 years, I think it becomes iconic. And we're excited about an iconic product, and we have some new styles to the pen, new colors to the pen with some flex to it. It's on promotion. You'll see it's on promotion. I'll just leave it at that till the end of this this webinar, because it's very aggressive for its 30th birthday present. But I do have to, you know, pay attention to it, because it is one of the most iconic products that certainly the BIC family worldwide has, and certainly we covet the fact that we can imprint it and send it out hundreds of millions wide across the country. So take note of that. Keep looking for the promotions. You'll see them soon from our marketing group. And we'll move on to page 37. And I'm just doing a sound check, because I enjoy doing that after 37 pages. I want to make sure I can be heard. And once again, we're taking questions. I'll try and wind this down in the next 10 minutes or so, but we are taking questions, and I'm absolutely happy to answer anything that you have to ask within reason. So we're going to talk a little bit about our cycle flowers as part of our opportunities, once again, to be demand-driven. Very important to us. We have three cycle flyers a year. We're going to keep them separate. We're going to keep the BIC brand and the Norwood brand separate, but we're going to be very aggressive. So look for them. Again, I'm going to preview them at the end of this, but look for them, because you'll see the popular theme in that BIC orange, but we're going to keep them separate, but we're going to be aggressive with both of them. So from a simplicity perspective, we're going to have one Norwood, one BIC, and I'm glad to say that they're going to be aggressive. So as we move on, to the next page, page 37, about 38. Just an additional tool. For those of you who haven't seen it, please contact your sales rep or contact someone here at one of our three facilities. It's a great tool, our distributor reference guide. It's going to give you all the information you know. It's going to talk about our cycles, our cycle guides, our new product brochures, where to get sales kits, where to get promotions, where to get PSAs and things like that. So we'll have those available. If you don't have one, again, in the common Bic Orange theme, if you don't have them, your sales rep or anybody at any of our facilities will certainly be here for your viewing pleasure. As we move to page 39, slide 39, we're talking a little bit about websites and technology being what it is today. Look at this webinar we're doing with, I'm excited to say, and I'll be corrected at the end of it, 200 strong, I think, are on this. So I'm really excited that we had such a great show of support. And hopefully, as we wind down through the end of it, we have some good questions, and it's a good use of time because that's what's important to us. From our perspective, when we talk about the websites and the website changes, the current state, we have iCatalogs, some improvements to the navigation. But again, we have two separate sites, one site for Bic, one for Norwood. The future, who knows what the future holds? Possibly one site. We'll have to wait and see. There's a tickler for our IT department. But what we're trying to do now is simplify both sites, make sure that both sites have the information they need. And I'm going to make a formal apology to anybody out there that has not, or anybody out there that wants inventory from an Norwood perspective, and we haven't been able to give it to you yet. That is a key priority for us, a key priority for our IT group. It's something we have to have, and I can assure you that as we integrate our IT process and our IT systems, we'll have online inventory, we'll have a lot of new capabilities, we'll have speculative sample capabilities. We're excited about where we're going with it. I've seen some of the early looks, and it looks great. So, again, the Bic Orange will be the theme, but you'll be able to have a one-stop shop on our web as well. On page 40, we talk a little bit about our product videos, company videos, brand videos. Just, we're going to have videos available on the website as well, so you can download them, and they're going to, we have many, many product videos already on the website. We're just finished shooting our company videos, so you'll have new company videos on the site. There'll be videos from our brand, and then videos on our promotions as we move through it. So a lot of videos, a lot of download opportunities, and getting much better. I'm going to tell you, it's exciting when we see the capabilities that we have and how far we've come from an IT perspective or a tech perspective in so many ways. I spent some time on Facebook. I had to get off because it's far too confusing for me. But for all of us who are using Facebook, please note that we're involved with Facebook, Twitters. We have a blog, and we're social media is something that we're probably a fast follower, I would call us. We'll be involved with it, so stay tuned if that's your area of expertise and you have any specific questions, by all means contact us, and we'll be happy to answer anything specific with regards to social media. Page 42. I almost forgot our most prestigious shot of the slideshow is our trade show booth that we had in Las Vegas at the PPAI this year. I have to say that it was a focal point. It was a coming together of two great brands as one company, and a lot of people invested obviously a lot of time to make sure this came together. But the unique part was people came, our distributor partners came, and that was really the first time it felt like we were one team, one company. So we've actually taken from that day and just kept moving forward with regards to our website, our product lines, our group, our customer service, our sales forces, our marketing. It's an exciting time for us. So that was the beginning, over 5,000 square feet of booth. And look for us at any of the local trade shows or the regional shows, because we'll be there as a team, two great brands, one great company. So as we go into page 43, This is exciting, and as I said, I know it's hard for you to be excited after 37 and 38 minutes of this, but let me tell you something. This is big. This is bigger than big. This is our new venture. This is Norwood Pacific Solutions. That's Norwood Pacific Solutions. We're in the market. We're newly in the market from a perspective of 50 styles of USB. We're in the tech market. We're in the USB market. We're going to get aggressive. We want the business. This is an absolute big opportunity for us, investment for us. It's our tech opportunity, and we're going to grow it. So look for more products. You know, 5-day turns on the best folding, or the best selling USB. We're going to inventory it right in Red Wing. 10 to 13 days factory direct on many styles with, you know, free setups, free global shipping, free one color, free gift box, free lanyard. We got it all. I mean, I know this sounds like one of those infomercials. If you could see me, I'm standing up excited, but we're serious, and this is a big, big opportunity for us, and this is something that if you haven't seen it and you have questions on it, please send them directly to me if you want, or certainly contact your salespeople, because our pricing is going to be aggressive. I'm not afraid to say it in an audience like this. We're very serious. We want the chance. We want the opportunity to quote. We want the opportunity to partner, and we've got hundreds of people in Asia working with our as part of our company. We bought a company in Europe that had a big Asian import side to it. So we feel it absolutely we're absolutely ready to launch this, and we're certainly ready to help you out with all your needs. We'll be uploading our pricing weekly on Tuesday, and it's up as we speak today. So for me, this is the focal point of everything that I've started with and ended with today, and I'm not finished. You know, this was about communication and about trying to make our partnership simple, but I have to digress a bit when I talk about USBs because it's new, it's exciting. The catalog is out. Like I said, if you haven't seen the catalog, it's hard to get to everybody. Please let us know because we're serious, we're in the business, and we're going to be priced right. So I think I'll move on to the next one because I'll probably keep going if I don't. And just a few more slides. And I'm really going to finish with our Cycle 2 promotions. So our Cycle 2 promotions are as aggressive as we've ever had. And let me repeat, they're as aggressive as we've ever had. And they're this aggressive for a couple of reasons. One, we want to stabilize our relationship. We think that the integration, as I said, we've gone through some rocky periods from a service perspective. But, you know, we're back. We're ready. We're all set. And we want to show that we're prepared to do some serious partnering with our distributor base by having really aggressive buy one, get one promotions on our BIC line. So aggressive that our Round Stick, 30th anniversary, by the way, from Round Stick, if I haven't told you, is the most aggressive pricing that we've had. Our Norwood brand also has very aggressive BOGO offers and lower than EQP pricing on products, pricing lower than we've had as far as 10, 20, and 30% off EQP on some of our products. So we can go to the next slide because they're both intertwined as far as our exciting promotions. Both BIC and Norwood are featuring some of our most aggressive BOGOs we've ever had, and we're really excited for it. It couldn't come at a better time, and there's products that were never, ever this rich, never this promoted. And like I said, Round Stick has its 30th anniversary. Well, I won't tell you where the price is until you see it, but let me tell you, it's significantly lower. Well, let's just do the math. It's buy one, get one, so it's half price. Very aggressive, and I have half the marketing team looking at me now saying, let's really push our Cycle 2s because we're excited for them. And you'll notice we've kept them separate in the sense that we have a BIC brand, we have a Norwood brand, and we have basically the two same promotions, but different. So it's a yes-no. So when you're asking that famous question, is it yes or no, it's a yes-no. It's aggressive, it's exciting, and it's something that we're going to really really push this Cycle 2. This is big. This is huge. We're honoring repeat orders till the end of the year. That's December 31st. Anything you get on any of our Cycle promotions, but let's speak specifically on Cycle 2, which is mailing as we speak. They're mailing now. Anything that you've ordered from both our BIC or Norwood brand, you'll receive that price on a reorder, exact reorder, through December 31st, 2011. Oh, we might have whispered it before, but we're announcing it to the world that that's our plan, that's our philosophy. Our goal is to partner and partner in the true sense of the term. We want to do everything we can, service the heck out of you, deliver when we need to, and get you the product on time. Oh, which leads me to my next slide, slide 47. We want to do everything we can to get you the product on time and to where it's supposed to go, because if we don't get it there on time, we'll give it to you for free. Now, this is a promotion. We tried it in Q1. We had some different products on it. It's a promotion that we want to just ensure you that we're ready. We want to send it out. We want to get it there on time. We don't want to give anybody product for free, and not because we're cheap or not because we're frugal. We don't want to give it to you for free because we think it's more important to get it there on time. But we're just so excited to partner with you. We are putting this out. So just in the case that we don't make it, which is unacceptable in many ways, we're going to offer it to you for free. And remember, at 97-98% perfect, which is pretty darn good, at 5,000 orders a day, if you were counting earlier in the slides, that's still 100 orders a day that we stand the chance of missing our delivery times. So we don't take it lightly. We don't put it out there to say, oh, you know, it's a great promotion because we're going to give it to you for free. Bull. It's a great promotion because if we screw up, we're going to give it to you for free. But our goal is to get it there on time and the way you wanted it. And if not, then we'll deal with it and deal with it quick. And I couldn't be more specific or more forthright than to spend this much time on this promotion, because you'll see more of them. We still have our 24-hour or free on the BIC side, and both of those categories are growing for us. Our 24-hour service is a large portion of our business, and I'm proud to say that the free orders that we've given on this promotion, on the Norwood piece, ships on time or it's free, have been very limited and have been very specific. So it's kudos to our group internally. And I want to congratulate our manufacturing group for really stepping it up through this process. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to take a soapbox stand for a second. I want to thank our marketing group who have really stepped up our marketing opportunities, who have blended the two brands. And if we can go to page 48, that would be fine. Our marketing group has done a great job. We've got a great PR department, which we're excited to say so. And then obviously from a sales perspective, we keep, working as hard as we can to do the right thing. And at the end of it, what does it mean? It really means the same thing that we started saying about 45 minutes ago, and that's two great brands, one great team. And I think that's probably the way I'd like to leave it without going on and on. Those of you who know me a little bit know that I may have the possibility of going on and on, but I truly believe it's two great brands and one great team. And I want to thank all of you that listened to us over the time and the question and answer session. If you haven't already done so, submit your questions to our speakers using the Ask a Question box on your console, and I will do my best on this end to fumble through, and I'm going to call in some help now in case I get questions I can't answer. But I thank you very much personally and corporately. We appreciate the time that you all spent with us, and we'll get to some questions as soon as we figure out how to do it.
Nice. Nicely done, Dave. A lot of information in a really short amount of time, and I feel like I have a much better handle on the two brands and the company now. And we're going to take some questions from distributors out there. If we don't have time to get to all of your questions, or you've got catalog requests or anything else today, don't worry. Your requests are being captured and will be addressed on a one-on-one basis. But, Dave, we have a question here from someone who's 4 years in the industry, and they say that that Norwood is significantly easier, more polite, and more helpful to work with than many in the industry, and can they expect to maintain this customer service when dealing with BIC? Your thoughts on that in terms of customer service?
Well, I think that's first of all, I want to commend the question, because I think it's very well asked. Our thoughts on customer service are simple. We need to be the best customer service partner, customer support partner that we can. One of the things that we are excited about through the integration is that we've taken the best of both companies. So I agree with the comments that some were easier on some sides and some were easier on the BIC sides. We've taken the best of both and made them one. We expect fully that dealing with Norwood and BIC will be seamless, so much so that we're investing in platforms and IT technology. I'll be on the same platform, and that'll make it easier for us and certainly easier for our distributor base. But as I said, if I'm not answering these questions clearly enough, by all means, I want you to contact me directly. But no question that we should be the easiest company in the industry to work with. There's no room for arrogance in this world. No matter how big you get, we happen to be big. We happen to be supported by a really large global company. That should really help all of us from a partnership opportunity to be better, simpler, easier, and to use your specific words, certainly much more polite. So I appreciate, Anthony, your question, and if that's good enough, we'll move on to the next one.
Yeah, and the next question, we've got lots and lots of questions here.
Okay, I'll try and be quick with the questions, but please don't think I'm being too quick.
Will there be updating prices on USBs weekly, and how do distributors get that information?
There'll be updated prices on our USBs weekly, and they'll be on our website, and there'll be a button for you to pull down, and it'll be for a week. But yes, there definitely will be they'll be updated, and we'll be email blasting it as well. So if you don't get, and this question came from someone who I would pretty much guarantee you'll get email blasts every Tuesday afternoon.
Great. And are C2 specials live online?
The C2 specials are live online as we speak.
Great.
As will be any of the catalogs, any of the information that we talked about today or send out.
And it seems that folks are looking to be able to get the 2011 contact guide in a separate PDF slide. And is that available to distributors who are listening today as well?
Yeah, the contact guide is available. It's on the website in the PDF form. And all they have to do is log in to receive it. As I said, if they're not getting it, by all means, we'll make sure they do. But it is all available, absolutely.
Great. I think that's all the questions we have time for today. It looks like we're out of time, but on behalf of Promo Marketing and Norwood Vic Graphic, I want to thank you all for attending our first session. And lastly, be sure to meet us back here at 2 p.m. on June 1st for our second session, Norwood and Vic Graphic Calendar University. Save the date. We'll see you then.